the mudslide came in, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning on that Wednesday. And obviously, as soon as we realized the extent of the slide, we closed the highway, highway number one in Hope, in both directions, east and west. And as soon as that happens, no matter what time of day it is, we realize that the highway is going to be a mess. There's going to be a lot of traffic, and there's going to be a lot of people trying to get somewhere that they're not going to be able to get quickly. And what we experienced at that time, what our call center experienced, from about 10 when the outset of the mudslide began to well into the evening past 5 o'clock, basically being inundated with phone calls on both 911 as well as their non-emergency line for people looking for updates on the highway and what was going on, what can they expect, that sort of thing. So it was difficult for them to manage.
And, I mean, that's not really an emergency situation if these people weren't injured or, you know, involved in the slide in any way.
That's right. We basically want to just sort of send out a little bit of education for people, tell them where they can access that kind of information, and that 911 obviously is not the best option as far as accessing that kind of information. Anytime a 911 call is placed to 911, which isn't a legitimate 911 emergency, it places another legitimate 911 call back, and there's a little bit of a time delay in getting to that call, and obviously that's not something we want to experience.
During that time frame, do you happen to know how many calls?
I can't, unfortunately, give a specific number. I just have a time frame, which was basically from about 10 till after 5 o'clock. So a significant number.
And a significant amount of time for that to be continuing, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very, summer's a busy time for policemen, for emergency resource workers, for our call takers at the best of times. But when an incident like this happens, they're exponentially busier. And when they're fielding calls of this nature, it just makes their job really, really difficult.
And you guys were having troubles before, I know, like in Chilliwack and other areas, with people placing non-legit 911 calls anyway.
That's right. Yeah, we weren't sure that they were necessarily intentional calls. I mean, a lot of times people have cells, they have 911 dialed into their phone for emergency reasons. And given the remoteness of our area out here, it's very difficult to track those people down. So if we have a couple of those going on at the same time as our call takers are being inundated with 911 calls that aren't necessarily 911 emergencies, it can be very trying for them.
Okay, so kind of, you know, use your common sense a little bit more, I guess, eh?
That, and there's obviously a lot of resources out there. Anytime we, being the police, are engaged in an incident like that, that the highway has been closed, we make a really, really strong effort to keep the public in the loop as to what we're doing, what they can expect, and the radio is the best medium for that. We will be providing updates on the radio regularly, and if for whatever reason you don't have access to a radio, there are people all around you. There's east-west traffic being stopped. Talk to a neighbor. Ask someone else, do you know what's going on? Try to avoid, at all costs, calling 911.